Until we only have 12 National Rugby League teams again, you play a proper home and away season, you're never going to have a fair draw. And we're never going to have 12 National Rugby League teams ever again. So the draw is never going to be quite fair. Someone's going to suffer and someone's going to get the good part of the draw. Let's get the feedback from Clint Newton, who's the Players Association CEO. G'day, Clint.
G'day, TK. G'day, Stuart.
How are you, Clint?
What did you make of it from a player's point of view? What's the sort of feedback you're getting?
Well, the players are incredibly disappointed, to be honest, and that's putting it mildly. I think, you know, everyone was fully aware at the end of the season what it got to with all the talk around, you know, the boycotting of the Dally M's, and which was led by some of the games elite, that players had had enough with a number of different things, and one of the key components of the CBA review was to look at player burnout, both from a wellness and well-being point of view and from a performance point of view. And now we're faced with exactly the same situation, if not worse, this year. And that's one of the biggest fundamental components of productivity of our game, is the player's ability to perform at their best and be their best, for both their own personal opportunities, but also, you know, for the fans that pay, you know, damn good money to go and watch them play on the weekend.
Clint, you in the paper today, there's an article saying you've got a meeting with John Grant and Todd Greenberg tomorrow.
Yes.
And you'll obviously be discussing this.
Yeah, 100%, sure. It's certainly number one on the priority list at the moment, along with a couple of other things that are still dragging on from the CBA review. So, like I said, you know, in the paper, you know, the biggest issue that I have is the fact that there were certain comments made around the fact that the NRL had done an incredibly huge amount in trying not to increase the players' workloads with 5-day turnaround. I would have thought one of the fundamental things of trying to help the players and help the game's productivity and the quality of the game would have been to do nothing but decrease it. And now you're left with a position where, obviously, I've already publicly said about Manly's schedule, you know, that underlies the issues we've repeatedly raised with the NRL. You know, this isn't about us having a whinge. It's about, you know, the RLPA has identified some huge workplace risks here, and the pressure that's put on the players to recover. Not only that, when you look at the, you know, the financial implications that it has on a number of clubs that have got, you know, incredibly bad draws in certain parts of the season, that then has a flow-on effect of that club's potential, you know, to break even for the night or to run at a profit for that year, which then impacts the players and their ability to service them.
So you have your meeting tomorrow with John Grant, Todd Greenberg. You don't quite get what you think is the right outcome. Now, I know you've said in the paper here that industrial action is always something that you've steered away from, but is that a real possibility?
Oh, look, Stuart, I suppose with anything like this, I mean, I think the people that know me and the way that we've treated the CBA review and even the CBA back in, you know, the end of 2012, which started for 2013, the players have never, this has never been a hostage negotiation. It's always been about what's fair and reasonable. And we believe that a lot of the things that we're asking for are fair. Now, sometimes that might be disputed, but I think with any part of negotiation, there's got to be compromise. And at the moment, there's been no compromise from the other side of the table. And tomorrow, hopefully, there will be. It's something that we want to get resolved, you know, hopefully before the end of the year, because I think the closer we get to games next year, the very realistic chance is that, you know, games will be affected in some way or another.
So are you saying that the draw that we now see won't be the draw that's going to go forward in 2016?
Well, obviously we understand the draw's been done, and I would shudder to think that there's going to be another draw come out. But at the same time, we have to ask some serious questions around what are the NRL going to do to combat the increased player workload. Now, we put something to them a fair while ago regarding giving us some clear data of of what the increased demands are on the players since the 2013 season. When you consider the fact that Auckland Nines were never included, the reduction of the interchange, the World Club Series going to England, you know, all these things that have been introduced, as well as the extra media commitments and the demands on the players, yet, you know, the playing group has never really been compensated in that way. So it's about, you know, looking at other options to say, okay, well, we understand that the workload isn't going to decrease for 2016. They've said that it may decrease in 2017, but we're yet to see that. So it's now about trying to work out, well, how do they combat that?
Trent Barrett's come out. He's been quite vocal in his summary of the draw. I think it's called unfair and dangerous. Yep. Do you agree with him?
Yeah, of course I do. I think that whilst ever you're putting players in a position where they're having to back up now after 5 days, and I mean, you only have to look at the AFL structure,
Sure.
where, you know, they don't play 5-day turnarounds, and even then they're still not happy that 6-day turnarounds exist. Yet our game is arguably the most physically demanding sport in the world, yet we still seem to persist with 5-day turnarounds. And not only do we persist with them, but we do them on a number of occasions. The fact that there was not one reduction from last season after a lot of the games elite, when you think about Cameron Smith and Jonathan Thurston, as well as guys like Craig Bellamy, we're all talking about, you know, the impact that it's starting to have on the guys, as well as now they're introducing the reduction of the interchange. You know, these are all, you know, serious issues. And I just, for the life of me, I can't understand why there wasn't more done to reduce the interchange. And I understand the deal looks to be very good from a monetary perspective, but, and some people have said, why am I looking so short-sighted when the deal is great, you know, for 2017 and beyond? But the very real facts are some of our players won't make it 2017. Yet they'll have to deal with the 2016 and the added workloads on them.
Clint, could coaches manage their players better, the workload of their players?
Well, I think you...
I've got no doubt they could, by the way.
Yeah, I mean...
What are your thoughts?
I think sometimes, you know, obviously coaches are in a really difficult position between, you know, performance and overall wellness of the player. But at the same time, you're certainly leaving a lot up to the coaches and the performance staff when you're dealing with so many 5-day turnarounds. You know, the added pressure on them increases. And I think by reducing the games, that pressure then gets alleviated a little bit so players and trainers and coaches all can, you know, better prepare. Mm. But when you've got teams like Manly that have got 3 5-day turnarounds in 4 weeks, I mean, that workload's incredible.
Yeah.
And it's going to take its toll. There is absolutely no doubt. It might not be at the end of that third game of 5-day turnarounds, but it might be 3 weeks down the track, TK. And this is about having a competition that is not completely fair, but somewhat fair at least.
Sure.
And it's not at the moment. Mm.
This is probably a question without notice, and you might be able to answer it on the spot, but what's the average lifespan of an NRL footballer as far as games played?
Sure, it's the data's, you know, always changing, but it's probably around the sort of 50 game mark. Which probably equates to about sort of 3 years in the game.
Sure.
3 or 4 years, but you know, that's if you're at a, you know, semi, you know, like a part-time level. I mean, obviously we've got a number of players that have played more than that, but the stats are even less for guys that have actually got to that point. So that's why things like this, like player workload and the added demands on the players, pose a huge risk to the life expectancy of a player and his ability to maximise his income in a very short space of time. I've always maintained that this has never been a cash grab. This is always about making sure that we get a fair share of the revenue, as well as trying to maintain the best working conditions and entitlements in Australian sport. At the moment, we can't say that. And that's a huge issue.
Clint, thanks for your time. Good luck with your meeting tomorrow, and let's hope that you get some sort of resolution as far as the players' welfare is concerned.
Yeah, thanks, TK. Thanks, Stu. I appreciate the opportunity to come on and speak about some issues. And, look, as I've always said, mate, we're very reasonable with our demands, and we just want to make sure that we're heard and respected.
Good on you, mate. We always appreciate your time. Clint Newton, the CEO of the Players Association as far as rugby league is concerned.